My first question of all of it is, why did these construction renovations run past August?
The ministry's contractor was significantly delayed throughout the contract due to operations, scheduling, and weather. Mm-hmm. But in the last 2 weeks, the contractor has significantly ramped up the operations. And actually, the last portion of the bridge deck was poured on Wednesday, November 2nd, so yesterday. And the contractor continues to work towards opening the ramps by the end of December or sooner for this construction season, mm-hmm. although we may see the ramps closed again in the spring for a short period to allow for the contract to be finished, if it's not finished this year.
Okay. So can you tell me, I did try to get in touch with Concrete, but obviously they weren't able to talk to me. So my question is posed to you now. What exactly is keeping these exits closed at the moment?
The pouring of the deck and finishing the bridge deck being poured is a significant operation to be able to open those ramps. Mm-hmm. And because of the delays that the contractor encountered through scheduling and staging, and of course the weather impacts all of that also, the contractor was unable to get the deck poured on time, and therefore the ramps have to remain closed for the safety of the public and the motorists out there.
Okay. Now, because this is running a little longer than scheduled, is there extra costs involved for this?
At this point, it's really hard to predict what the additional costs will be for the whole contract.
Okay. So if there is an extra fee, is that going to be coming out of taxpayer money?
It's really hard to predict right now if there will be any impacts and exactly where that money would come from. There are a whole bunch of logistics and conversations that need to happen before we can confirm that.
Okay. I'm going to move on to the businesses here. First of all, I know that you've met with a couple of businesses in Trenton who had some complaints about the ramp being closed. My first question to do with that is, were you aware of the Howard Johnson Inn being one of those businesses?
The ministry is aware of the businesses, including the Howard Johnson, although we haven't been contacted directly by the owner or the manager. We have met with some of the businesses, and we're aware of their concerns. Part of that, and in response to that, we have installed as of yesterday some signing to reinforce the fact that businesses on Quinte West Road 33 are open for business and that people can access them via the signed detour route.
Okay.
And the wording on that signing will be adjusted once the ramps are open, that people are to follow Quinte West Road. Now the ramps are open, the businesses are open, it will direct people through the open ramp.
Okay. My other question towards that is, obviously these businesses have lost quite a bit of money due to competing businesses being in a better location. Is there any type of compensation for these businesses from the government right now?
The Ontario government does have a business loss claim process in place through the regional offices, and the business owners have the option to contact the regional office if they wish to pursue a business loss claim.
Okay, perfect. Last question. How, again, you sort of touched down on this, but I'm looking for a more detailed inlook. How long exactly are we looking at, first of all, the ramps becoming open again and the whole construction being finished?
We're hoping to get the ramps open by the end of December or sooner, and to get the contract finished as soon as possible also. But to be able to do that, there is some work that needs to be done. We have to ensure that it is safe for people to travel on and for the ramps to be open. The worst case scenario is that we will, or the contractor will need to come back in the spring for a short period to complete the contract. But we are aiming and working towards getting those ramps open by the end of December or sooner for this construction season.
Okay. And what types of things could drag the construction towards the spring for them to have to come back and work on it some more? You were touching down on that quickly.
I would have to confirm what those exact things are.
Okay.
But,
there may be some possibility of them having to come back in the spring to do that?
There may be, yeah.
Okay.